Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sal Capaccio joining us live, Bills beat reporter for WGR Sports Radio 550. We have a brand new season, Sal, full stadium that was rocking during the game, and you were allowed on the field for the first time in over a year. I mean, everything was going for the Bills until the second half of the game.
Yeah, that's right. It was an emotional atmosphere. It was a great, great feeling inside the stadium. And even through the first half, you know, the Bills didn't play their best game offensively, but they were winning 10-0. You know, I think fans felt really good, but, you know, this, the energy and the emotion that was throughout the stadium was like a family reunion, basically, to have 70,000 strong and screaming. It was great. And then, of course, the second half came. There was some plays that didn't go the Bills' way, and the game completely turned, and then it got out of hand late.
You know, it was a downer. I mean, if we're being real, just kind of disheartening to see what happened yesterday. And I think what I'm kind of hung up on, Sal, the morning after, is looking back on this. I mean, if this game were played as the season opener last year, and this exact same, you know, game played out, and we lost 23-16 to the Steelers, I think a lot of fans would have said, you know, okay, yeah, that's something like what we would have expected. But last year happened, right? And, you know, the team was transformed, and they're not this defensive-minded team anymore, and they're trying to spread the ball, and they're scoring all these points. And then we see yesterday, it was almost like a reminder of 2 years ago.
The Bills were expected to win this game. They were the Vegas favorites by a touchdown. And beyond that, you know, they have high expectations for this year. Internally, externally, their fans, they're supposed to compete for a championship. So, yeah, I mean, it is disappointing. And, I mean, I don't know about, you know, looking back on other years and how it translates, but I know for this year, this was a disappointing beginning. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's 16 more games, though, right?
That's the right bonus
game, because it's 17 this year.
Well, it's funny because, you know, after the game, we were in the media room. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, two captains, both safeties. As they finished their media briefing with us, they walked off the podium. Micah Hyde said to us in the room, I guess, he just kind of yelled it. He said, a lot of football to be played. And then Jordan Poyer said, don't panic. So, yeah, I think that's the mentality and the mindset. They'll show up. They'll get ready for work today. There's 16 more games to be played. It's very disappointing. But, you know, as you're talking about the weather a little while ago, Susan, I'm thinking, what's the weather like in Miami Sunday? Because I want to get this one behind me and get forward and move to the next game. And that's where they are next on Sunday.
Yeah, a good chance to move forward against a divisional opponent where, I mean, Sal, still, I don't think anyone was impressed with, you know, anything they saw, whether it's Miami and New England in that game or, of course, with the Jets who, you know, didn't fare too well in Carolina. I don't think there's anyone after yesterday saying, oh, no, we're in trouble now. We're not the favorites to win the division or anything like that anymore.
Oh, well, you'd be surprised. Social media, of course, right? You have the knee-jerk reaction. I'm going to do my show at 10 o'clock this morning over on WGR, and I'm expecting that there will be some unreasonable callers that, you know, want to just kind of, you know, fire this person or the sky is falling. But I think, you know, the big picture, of course, reasonably, it's sports, right? I mean, it's one game out of 16, and you're right about that. Miami, New England kind of played a bit of a struggle yesterday. Miami comes out on top. And here's the really good news if you're a Bills fan. You really want to look at the silver lining? the Bills beat the Dolphins next week, they're in first place in the East. It's as simple as that, because they both be 1-1 and they will have head-to-head, and nobody else has a win yet. So that's really what this comes down to.
Oh, that's good to hear. Penalties seem to really be killing the Bills yesterday, too.
No doubt. The offensive line alone was called for 5 holding penalties. Deion Dawkins was called for 3 of them. And that's an indication you're getting beaten. They were beaten. The defensive line of the Steelers is very good, one of the best the Bills will face. You know, they're not going to face the Steelers every week, but they did not do a good job against Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, and Melvin Ingram. And when you have holding calls on top of sacks and pressures, that's an indication you're getting beat. Your technique breaks down, or you try to just desperately do something to make sure that you can keep the play alive and your quarterback doesn't get sacked. Too many penalties, and really at critical times. And then there was a couple on defense. I thought there was a questionable pass interference on Levi Wallace. Gave the Steelers a first down. They scored a couple plays later, and that was a huge sequence right there. And then Tre'Davious White got called for a holding penalty, and then he intercepted the ball on the same play. That wiped that out.
Is there anything to read into, you know, maybe lack of all playing together in the preseason? We know Deion Dawkins and, you know, his COVID battle throughout the entire training camp, almost the entire training camp, I should say, you know, playing into this. The offensive line seemed to struggle yesterday. Is that something you think can get sorted out quickly?
Yeah, can we read into that? Maybe. I think it's fair to ask, Brian. I'm not really sure, though. Again, you know, I want to reiterate, they were going against one of the best defensive lines in the entire league, and that's not an excuse, because you're supposed to be better than they were yesterday. But they're not going to face them every week, and that's a tough challenge. But I do think it's fair to ask and question. Maybe they should have had a little more time on task in preseason. But, boy, I was out at the stadium every day for practice for training camp. And the offense looked great. It really did. And they looked like they were all in sync and on the same page. I think yesterday is chalked up to getting physically beaten up front. And I thought Josh was a bit off with his receivers. Maybe, you know, Emmanuel Sanders missed some time practicing this week with the foot injury. You know, that was a big miss they had. That would have been a touchdown early in the game. Maybe you can kind of look back at that as well. So there were a few things, I think, that went into it.
Do you think there was any overconfidence going into that one?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, they knew they were playing a really good football team. You know, I think sometimes your energy and, you know, you get hyped up, and sometimes you can lose a little bit of focus on your fundamentals and things like that. I'm not even sure that's the case, because they started the opening kickoff. They went 75 yards on the opening kickoff. They got a field goal out of that. That was a big issue. The Bills did not cash in when they had really good field position yesterday. So, no, I would not say overconfidence. I'm never worried about that with a Sean McDermott team. I think they're always on an even keel.
Well, Sal, look forward to many more talks throughout the season, hopefully after a win next time. Sal Capaccio is the Bills beat reporter. He's on the sideline. You can hear him on the broadcast every Sunday on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.